the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 22nd. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 53 points, not quite 0.5% today, to 11,493. Shares in Merck fell about 1% today after the government said the drugs giant is paying $950 million to settle criminal and civil charges it illegally marketed Vioxx, a painkiller. The S&P 500 down just 4 points, 0.4%. NASDAQ Composite Index fell a measly point. The 10-year Treasury yield is down to 1.93%. The government was wrong about the American economy. It didn't grow at a 2.5% annual rate as first estimated. The revision for July through September came out today, and growth was running at just 2%. Few economists were expecting this, and it sure looks like a disappointment until you start picking through the numbers. James Paulson, chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, says today's data shows businesses freaked prematurely last summer.
I think we had companies, you know, worrying like everyone else about the potential for recession, so they purged inventories. But the deal is real final sales, total demand, if you will, grew at a robust 3.6% during the quarter. And what that's going to mean is that they're going to have to rebuild inventories next quarter. So even though this was revised down to 2%, next quarter the economists and others are going to be revising up fourth quarter numbers.
You're painting a picture here of people making decisions at, let's say, factories and warehouses and so forth, looking at those bad headlines that we had in, for instance, August, and saying, ooh, the economy might be turning down. We better get stuff off our shelves. We don't want to hold this inventory because it's just an expense for us. So they do that, but then it turns out people are still buying the stuff. So now they're caught just a little short.
I think we have one of the most crisis-phobic cultures maybe in the entire post-war era, ever since the 2008 crisis. If you ever had a car accident, when you first drive again, you get behind the wheel, you can barely drive because you swear every car that's coming at you is going to hit you. It just takes a while to get over that feeling. Investors, businesses, our leadership, policy officials are dealing with the feeling that there's a crisis waiting around every corner. And so, you know, we're down around 1,200 right now, a little less than the S&P. If we were to rally in the month of December and finish the year up around 1,300, we're going to have the third year in a row of close to double-digit returns. But boy, it doesn't seem like any one of those years was any good.
To follow on that last point, the S&P 500 today closed at 1188, down 5.4% since the start of the year. Bank profits are the highest in 4 years. New figures today from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation for the third quarter show 3 out of 5 banks saw profits go up. There were more loans, but only moderately so. There are still 844 banks on the FDIC's secret list of problem banks. That number's down 2.5% from the spring quarter. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse up today on news that Congress is looking at a bill to make the first piece of luggage fly for free. The airline industry says only a quarter of us check a bag these days, which may explain the fight for overhead space on the plane. Homeland Security said earlier this year that TSA screening for all the extra carry-ons these days costs taxpayers an extra $260 million. If passed, the new law would let everyone get a checked bag and a carry-on for free. Checked bags generate billions for the airlines, so expect a fight. For more about airline fees and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to the website marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio on APM, American Public Media.